From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Germany issues arrest warrant for Tunisian citizen. A group of around 200 people outside of the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church in Berlin, singing and holding a banner that says, "You will not divide us, we are all Berliners." And the banner was written in English. The group was made up of residents and refugees. Germany's interior minister says police are searching for a new suspect in Monday's truck rampage, but failed to confirm media reports that it's a Tunisian asylum seeker with ties to Islamic extremism. Following a briefing on Wednesday from security officials, Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière said police had identified a new suspect, though he stressed he is not a suspect. He is a suspect, but not necessarily the assailant. An arrest warrant for the suspect obtained by the Associated Press names Anis Amri and lists him as a Tunisian citizen born in the town of Gaza. The wanted notice says he's used at least six different aliases from three different nationalities in the past and is considered to be armed and dangerous. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the assassination of the Russian ambassador earlier this week was no doubt carried out by a member of the network of Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu told U.S. Secretary of State Chair Kerry in a phone call earlier this week that Turkey believes the killer is linked to Gulen, who lives in the United States and has also been blamed for July's failed coup in Turkey. But Wednesday's news conference marked the first time the president had publicly made that claim. Gulen condemned the attack earlier this week, and the United States has rejected what it called absolutely ridiculous suggestions that it was involved or supported the assassination. This is VOA News. A massive explosion Tuesday at a popular fireworks market near Mexico City killed at least 31 people and injured 70 others. The San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec, about 30 kilometers north of the capital, was packed with shoppers buying fireworks for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. The Federal Attorney General's office said six explosions caused the destruction and that it had opened an investigation into violations of fire and explosive laws and who was responsible. Emergency crews needed to wait several hours for the site to be safe enough for them to go back in and look for the victims. Taliban officials said Wednesday that it has released the video of a kidnapped American-Canadian couple and their two children to renew attention on their detention and press their governments to meet the group's demands. The video surfaced on Monday showing American Caitlin Coleman, her Canadian husband Joshua Boyle, and their two children who were born in captivity pleading with their governments to negotiate with the captors.
They want money, power, friends. You must give them these things before progress can be made. A 5-year hostage taking is too long and indicates failure on every side. Believe us, we have tried to explain the irony and sin to these men, but to no avail.
Coleman and Boyle were taken hostage in 2012 as they were backpacking in the Afghan province of Wardak. Coleman was pregnant at the time with her first child. The final evacuations of rebels and civilians from the northern city of Aleppo have resumed after being delayed for one day. The buses are now moving again from East Aleppo. That, according to a UN official in Syria, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 60 buses were ready to evacuate 3,000 people from freezing temperatures in eastern Aleppo in what would be the final step of rebels leaving the part of Aleppo they seized 4 years ago. But the buses were held up due to a last-minute snag in the evacuation agreement. In the meantime, Israel is extending a welcome to those impacted by the civil war in Syria, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We're prepared to take in wounded women and children, and also men if they're non-combatants. We'd like to do that. Bring them to Israel, take care of them in our hospitals as we've done with thousands of Syrian civilians.
Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said Tuesday more than 37,000 people have been evacuated. And President Obama Tuesday permanently banned new oil and gas drilling in large sections of the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans. President's order, made in conjunction with a similar action taken by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, affects 46.5 million hectares off the Arctic off Alaska.
That's the latest world news from VOA.